show you this time. I feel that there is a great depletion of energy amongst you. This we will try to rectify before you leave this room this time.
I think it was the hot weather that we had.
I would say to you, my dear friends, that you must allow yourselves time to rest, both physically and resting the mind. The two must go together if you are to remain physically strong and spiritually alive. Again, I will reiterate for you that you are in full control of this housing which you call the body. Each goes hand in hand. The physical and the spiritual mind must be in complete balance if you are to be strong. I feel, my dear friends, that sometimes as we are gathered here together, your thinking is strong, your awareness is high. But then, as you enter back into your physical lives, much of what you know is forgotten. So, I am gently reminding you, my dear friends, the importance of balance in your lives. I wish also to say to you that next time we come together, I wish to speak with you about a subject that you have waited for, and that will be the energies available and to the existence of the civilization of what you term the Egyptian race. So, I hope when we come together next time, you will have your questions ready for me. And I know that you will find much of interest on what I have to tell you.
Yes, sure, sure.
Now, I will take questions a short time only, because this time I wish to work with the instrument that I am using. But there will be just a little difference this time, inasmuch as I will allow some retention of memory as she returns. Therefore, as she returns to you, she will remember some happenings.
She will.
We will leave the rest of the time to whatever is planned for you.
Yes, thank you.
Therefore.
Well, before I ask the others about a question, if I could ask one on behalf of Jim, who was unable to come tonight. He's come two or three times. Poorly at the moment. But he'd been thinking a lot about your talking on thought. And he was curious as to whether you had picked up a thought that he had sent to you. I don't know what the thought was. I was to ask you this if I had the opportunity.
Yes.
I think in the background of this, he's trying to, he's trying to piece together a structure for what is happening.
Yes, he is seeking for answers, of course, and I entirely understand. But of course, my dear friends, you know full well that my purpose is never to generalize. But in saying that, of course you know and understand that your thoughts are known to me. But it is not my intention to acknowledge every thought that comes to me. And what you have to remember is that apart from the times when I come close to you on this earth, I am returned to that pure energy from which I come. And although the thoughts will come to me from each individual, there are those in my world who will answer your thoughts and prayers. That is not to say that I dismiss those thoughts, not at all. But you have to understand the workings and the structure of energy.
Yes, I wondered about that, because there must come into the pattern appropriate placement of thoughts.
Yes, of course. And although I receive the thoughts, I am not that energy that is able to create for you the answers. But if your thought is strong enough, as you know, it is always received. But your answers may not always come as you wish. my sole purpose is not in recognizing them. And if that, my dear friends, sounds rather dismissive to you, that is not my intention. I blend with the energy from whence I come, but others will take charge of those thoughts. Can you understand
yes.
what I am trying to tell you?
Yes,
I think we're beginning to see a certain beauty in this as opposed to an awkward complexity, shall I say. We have our complexity of things in the physical side to our living, but I feel it has to be a little bit different from that in spirit.
Yes, you will not fully understand. You cannot. And again, I say to you, the difficulty lies in trying to find words to explain non-physical happenings. It is almost impossible for you to understand the laws of all energy. You see, when you send thoughts, you recognize them as physical attributes, when indeed they belong to the spiritual energy of life. So, you see, the matter is quite complex. Yes. I would say only to the gentleman involved to carry on searching, to continue to send his thoughts to me if he wishes. But he must try to recognize that outside of this room, I am but energy and not the physical association that he thinks I am.
Yes, I think that has to be seen as a very widespread error.
Yes.
In our thinking.
And because he is seeking, he feels, because I possess a voice in these meetings, that it is like sending a thought to another human being.
Yes, now that really does help clarify, I feel.
It is a complex matter, but I will say once more that any subject that becomes personalized, I will always try to be kindly in my answers, but firm in the fact that is not my purpose.
Yes, thank you for that. And perhaps we should see personalization as not always appropriate.
It is not always appropriate. I know I have given help sometimes personally, but if you remember well, I have stated that there are many who walk in your world who can help with these personalized matters.
Yes.
My task is on a different energy vibration. I hope that will help your gentleman friend.
Perhaps it's helpful of us too. Mm. Thank you.
Any more questions?
One actually. I don't know whether you would wish to comment on a personal situation, but I know somebody who has asked if I can ask you for advice. She's been having a very severe test recently. She's called Roz, and with her partner, her husband, who has completely changed character recently, but she didn't really understand what the cause was, whether we explored all possibilities because it was so strange. We didn't know if it was caused by drugs he was taking for illness, or even we wondered about spirit possession, because he became almost vindictive towards her when previously it was not the case, and we wondered what the cause was, or whether it was wrong thinking over a period of time. But I don't know if it would be possible for you to give any guidance.
Again, I will say this is not my task,
no.
But I do accept your question. Because you are fearful for your friend. Yes.
Yes.
You are fearful for the gentleman in question.
Yes, I am.
It is not for you, my dear friend, or your lady friend, to question the actions of another.
Mm.
What I would say to you is this, that rather than try to find answers and explanations for his behavior, is for her to look within herself,
mm-hmm.
in order that she may deal with a changed situation,
right.
in their life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Once she can accept that she cannot be responsible for his actions, she will then begin to help not only herself, but she will help him.
Yes. Yes.
So I would suggest to her that she steps a little way back,
yes.
from the situation,
mm.
and changes her own way of thinking,
yes.
about the situation.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that's very helpful.
This applies to each one of you, my dear friends. When life seems tougher for you, or you cannot find the answers you are looking for, the fault lies with you, not with the situation or the other person. But I would suggest that you continue to support her,
yes.
whenever possible,
right.
because your words can be healing for her. Now, my dear friends, I will not leave you because I wish to work with these instruments. I ask only that whatever work is here for you this time, that there be no loud voices for a little time.
Yes.
As always, I leave you with much love, with upliftment in your lives, and with the understanding of your own greatness.
Yes, thank you. We give our love to you.